We're back with Kimberly Wetton in studio talking about her opening day buck. Thanks for hanging around.
You bet.
You told us a great lead into this buck story and how it kind of all set up opening morning. And you're sitting in your blind and you actually had a big, you called it a devil spike, which is, I would assume, very tall spikes, a little bit of curve to them kind of.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about how you were focused on that buck and then all of a sudden a big buck showed up.
I didn't even see him come in. I was so focused on the spike. You know, I just wasn't taking my eye off of it. And I just started to bring that rifle back into the blind. And as I leaned back and was more on the bait pile, there he was in my bait pile. And he's perfectly broadside. Everything was just perfect. I could see the horns. I didn't know. I know better because I get too excited not to look at that too much. I was like, okay, he's broadside. And I knew it was at least a six. So I was like, that's it. Get the crosshairs on him and pull the trigger. Sometimes I wait too long because I want perfection. And then my heart rate goes really high. And oh, that's the worst. So,
but you kept it all under control.
I kept it all under control. I did everything perfectly for once. So,
well, that's pretty amazing. It's almost like just a gift buck standing there all of a sudden in front of you. Like, what?
You know, you talk about all that preparation, but there's still a lot of luck involved.
Right. Yeah, there is. I mean, absolutely.
What made that deer be there at that time and I was there? That's luck.
Well, that spike horn sure felt lucky, I'm sure, because you didn't pull a trigger on him. So let's talk a little bit about how far away he was. Like, I would assume your bait's not too close to your blind.
Well, you know, for years I hunted on the pole line and we did a lot of 200-yard shots and
that's long.
Yeah, which when you get one in the heart at 200 yards, you got something to brag about there. But this wasn't that far. I want to say maybe like 50 yards.
Okay. That's pretty typical. And 50 to 75, anything under 100 yards is pretty typical for a bait
right.
pile. Some people do put them even closer than that, where you could shoot them with a bow or a rifle. But I'm going to assume, you know, this being not your first buck, not even close, you took one shot and he went down?
Yes. But I was watching and I saw him go. But then, you know, you put your rifle down and there were these other deer there. So I got a little confused. You know, I thought I saw him go down, and there's that pine tree that, you know, everybody likes to hide behind. And then I was, you know, of course, had the shakes going and texting Randy and trying to give myself that 10, 15 minutes, which seems like forever. But I remember talking to him and, you know, and when I was excited and, you know, he said, well, did you feel like you had a good shot? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, just give it 15 minutes and, you know, go look for it. So when I went to look for it, I went to the bait pile and I saw some good blood. And I had seen this other deer off to the left. And when I saw that deer, when I was still sitting in my stand, I kind of went, oh, geez, what the heck happened? You know, so I went that direction, which wasn't the direction that my buck was in. I went on a little detour.
That's what you're talking about, how you were confused because there was other deer and you saw all of them run at the same time. So you got a little confused on which way he went, which one it was.
The same as I had been focused on that spike. When this guy came in, I didn't even know he came in. It was the same thing when I was focused on this buck when I shot him. That was all I was focused on. So it was after the fact that I'm like, whoa, why is that deer there? And he took off that way, kind of just nonchalantly walked away. So when I went to actually, you know, go get him, I went the wrong direction for a little bit. But I just kept following the rule of always go back to the last blood.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times with a rifle, you don't get that like you do with a bow. But I went a little bit, like right down a path, and there was a little bit of blood. I focused on the blood and I kept going. He was right there to the left, but I didn't know it at the time. So I just kept on walking and then I was like, well, what the heck? So I went back to the last blood and he was right to my left.
Nice.
Piled up underneath a pine tree with some...
Died right away.
He was just... Yeah.
Less than 50 yards?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's really a good shot. Nice clean kill. I appreciate you sharing the story with us today. So what'd you shoot him with?
Ruger 243.
There you go, 243. Takes another one.
Hand loaded.
Hand loaded at that. Kimberly Wetton, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your buck story.
Thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.